Hello everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood, episode 58. I am Jamie.
I am Tim, and I'm Alex.
We're all sexy because this episode is all about sexually charged topics. Every even episode we talk about topics, every odd episode we talk about movies.
And this time we're naked.
We're all naked. It's hot in here.
I mean, I have a spandex on that looks like I'm naked.
Oh, you cheated. Do you have a beard Snapchat filter?
I have
you
a beard too, yes. It makes me sexy. That's what I want.
Sexy too.
You have no idea, dudes.
So.
I can't grow a fucking beard.
No, you know what I really want? I want the little like ab arrow that points down.
Yes. Yes.
Free lunch.
That arrow. Free drink.
Yeah.
Free lemonade.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
I'm done.
For those who don't know, this is usually not as dirty as this is going to be. So, if you have any children listening to this, A, why? B, viewer discretion is advised, or listener discretion is advised.
SFW.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't listen to this at work on speakers, because that'd be weird. This post every Thursday on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Give us a review. 5 stars, please. Bump us up to get some more listeners. We are going to announce the winner of the La La Land contest in somewhere in this episode. So you have to listen to the whole thing to hear if you're the winner. And then also, follow us on Twitter, NQHPod. On Facebook, Not Quite Hollywood. And GuyInAWire.com, where I post this. You can listen to our entire backlog of episodes past what iTunes lets us have. So, I think we should kind of ease ourselves into this sexual topic. Sexual episode.
Well, you know, ease it up.
You got to do some foreplay.
You can't go straight in.
You can't, no, it's not as fun.
To loosen things
no
up.
No one enjoys themselves as much if you just got to tease it a
little. Well, one will enjoy themselves.
Well, sure, for the 5 seconds.
I was like, no one enjoys themselves.
No, I mean, if you don't do foreplay, it's not as fun. So, yeah. We're going to ease into this whole sexual topic. And I wanted to bring up something that I thought of partially. The reason why I started the 52 pickup was to delve into elements of what made me wanted to be in films, but also was my first crushes in films. So I had a lot of films where I watched them like, oh my God, I fell in love with this girl. For example, my girl, Anna Chlumsky, first time I'd seen her, I was like, oh my God, she's like the perfect girl. You know, she's acting, but it happens a lot. Christina Ricci in Casper, very same way. I was a big fan of Christina Ricci. Still am. I'll bring up some more, but do you guys have any that come off the top of your head?
Are we doing, like, first crushes, like, girls our age, or, like...
In film, the first time you had, you know, those kinds of feelings for a girl.
Okay. All right. So mine was Jessica Alba. Hands down.
Jessica Alba was sexy, for sure.
Anything.
What was that Disney film she was in? I'm gonna look it up.
Are you sure it wasn't Spy Kids?
Because she was in Spy Kids
She
later.
Was in Spy Kids later on, but I'm saying... She was in another film.
I think the one that I saw her in first, and I know this is going to make me sound really young, but Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started looking up all of her, like, just sexy scenes, and I was like, damn.
She was in a Disney film called Punks, P-U-N-K-S. She was also in, I forgot this, and I remember this now, Camp Nowhere, which I'm still debating if I want to put in my 52 pickup. You ever see this?
No.
I think you told me about it.
It's very similar... It's like that kind of Twin Movies vibe where it came out a year or very within a year of Heavyweights. It's about another camp that's taken over by people who are not really running it. And Christopher Lloyd is this kind of... Yeah, because it's a very similar plot. So Mud, his parents want him to go to camp. He hates going to summer camp and he'll do anything to get out of it. He realizes they're all facing the same sentence, his friends. So they all hatch a plan to trick their parents into sending them to a camp of their own design, which is a parent-free paradise. And they blackmail the former drama teacher Dennis Van Welker and Christopher Lloyd to help convince the parents that the camp is genuine and they aren't allowed to visit. It's really interesting because in that film, Jessica Alba is there as well. As like this really popular girl. And his friend is like this former fat kid, I guess. She was supposed to go to fat camp or whatever. And she's like, she was like really cute. And to me as a kid, I'm like, oh my God. She's like, it's like that perfect girl mentality. Or it's like they write him a certain way where it falls in love with the main hero or whatever.
Yeah.
Very cool. So do you have any first crushes? I mean, obviously, Tim, it's a little different for you.
Well, I did have a lot of female crushes when I first started out.
Okay.
I think my first... Yeah, Jessica Alba was probably my first crush. Actually, no. Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley for King Arthur.
Okay. Really? That was 2005, wasn't it? Wow, you guys are so young.
What year was Fantastic Four?
2005.
Yeah.
It's Keira Knightley first. Actually, that's a lie. That's a lie. It was Keira Knightley, technically, in air quotes. But it was Ian Gruffudd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I loved him in King Arthur. He was Lancelot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guess that was, like, my first, like, kind of quote-unquote crush.
You said you had a big thing for an actor recently in terms of career because he was really talented. Who was
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was towards the end of my high school years, and that's when I was in love with Russell Crowe. Oh, man, I bought his album. I bought his biography. I bought everything.
Thora Birch in Hocus Pocus, to me, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, another one of those girls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then she was in American Beauty 5 years later, and she was naked. I'm like, oh, my God. What is going on in my life?
My God. But, like, the one real, like, female celebrity crush that I just loved was Miley Cyrus.
Nice. I liked her, too.
And Hannah Montana. Yeah, yeah. When she was Hannah Montana, I was like, she would be the girl that I would marry.
I also liked her friend, though.
Emily Osment?
Yeah. She was really cute.
I liked Miley better. I loved Miley.
One of the co-hosts of this show, you'll never know because you guys are way too young, Beekman's World.
Yeah, no.
It was very similar to Bill Nye the Science Guy, but it had a different set of characters. It was trying to explain science to kids. And there was one of them, I'm like, oh my God, this girl is just gorgeous. And it's funny to me just how that happens. Like, you start coming into your own, your hormones and stuff, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Huh? Your body.
No, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was really interesting for me because I'm at war with my feelings.
So what about crushes now?
Crushes now, that's a hard one.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, ScarJo is so beautiful. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. She is actually, okay, so I have a list of women I would go straight for, and she's one of them for sure. Oh, she is beautiful. I have a list, actually. I have a list of five celebrity, male and female.
I have one male and five female.
Go ahead.
Okay. Nice. Actually, I have a long list of... Okay. So, I'll go with my ladies.
Yeah.
Eva Green.
Eva Green's great.
Not Eva Mendes. Eva Green.
I like Eva Mendes, too.
Eva Mendes.
Yeah, but Eva great. Green.
That was one of my first ones, too. Like,
Penny Dreadful.
The Dreamers.
I didn't see The Dreamers, but...
it's
Jamie's face right now. And then Scarlett Johansson. Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, yeah. She's on my list, too.
Jessica Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Charlize. Oh, my God.
And Charlize.
And Emily Blunt.
Nice. Oh, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
So who are your guys?
My men. I have more. I might take some of these out. Okay, Oscar Isaac.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper.
Sure. Yeah.
Jack Fallahy.
Who's that?
He's from How to Get Away with Murder.
I haven't seen him.
I think my top here, though, is Taron Egerton.
Oh, interesting.
My God, that guy. He is just, I cannot handle it. He's so cute. Jack Rayner, who was in Free Fire.
Yep.
Chris Pratt.
Who's that?
I don't know. He's some kind of space dude.
Schlubby tool from Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Michael Raymond James.
No idea.
Okay, he was in True Blood for a little bit. He was in Walking Dead for an episode. Did you watch Walking Dead?
I haven't seen either one of those, nope.
Okay.
He doesn't watch much TV.
And then Martin Freeman.
Okay, nice. Cool. I have Elizabeth Olsen, Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick!
My God in heaven.
Yes,
Isla Fisher.
Oh, Jesus.
Ava Mendez, Emmy Rossum. Oh, my God, Emmy Rossum.
She's cute.
Madeline Zima.
I don't know
who she is. From Calification. She was the youngest daughter in The Nanny, and she grew up to be a beautiful woman.
Oh, wow.
Christina Ricci, of course, Allison Brie, Brie Larson, Gillian Jacobs, Ashley Benson.
Gillian Jacobs is good.
ScarJo, Jennifer Lawrence, not as much anymore. I mean, she's great and everything. I'm nothing against her.
Yeah.
Emma Stone, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
God.
Katy Perry, Jesus.
Yeah. And Alexandria Daddario.
Nice. Mine, I have one man that I'd go gay for, and that's Ryan Gosling. For sure.
Ryan Gosling should be on the season. I gotta update this list.
And then my women, number one for sure is Brie Larson, Shailene Woodley, Allison Williams, definitely. Do you know who that is, Tim?
Huh?
Allison Williams.
Girls.
Oh, absolutely.
Girls in Get Out.
The girl from Get Out.
And yeah.
I've only seen like one episode of Girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Cameron Mannheim.
I cannot remember who it was. Man.
They say memory fleets when you beat off too much. So we know what's up. Jesus. All these girls, by the way.
How do you know, Jamie?
I don't know. I can't remember. So, we have some crushes here. But I want to go towards the next step. So, I would like to know what are some of your favorite sex scenes in film.
Oh.
Alex just perked up.
I got this.
Take it away,
Alex. Number one, Top Gun.
Really?
It has to be the most iconic, like, silhouette 80s. Like, they don't show much, but it's, like, just so iconic, you know?
So, it's about the atmosphere more than what you see.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, I mean, I don't know if we're talking about the sexy. It's just like, you know.
No, I know, but it works for you. It makes.
I mean.
Get your rocks off.
No, I mean, it doesn't like, no, not like that.
No, I didn't mean that.
No.
But it,
I don't know. Now I'm just stuttering like an idiot.
It sold you on the sensual factor. Like, because the reason I asked about the nudity part of it, it's part about the believability, about how it's shot, if it's shot in a very seductive way.
Oh, it is. It's like blue.
Yeah, super blue. Like the midnight blue filter.
That's it.
And then the Terminator sex scene in the first one.
That's interesting. In the CD hotel.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I don't think I've seen the first Terminator.
It's so good.
But it's like you can, there's a part, I think, you like see his tongue just like dip into her mouth. It's just, you never like, you know, think of that.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But that has the silhouettes too. It's kind of like iconic like that. And then a whole bunch of Jessica Alba sex scenes. Like,
wait, what does she have sex scenes in?
There's one where she like plays an Indian. It's like a Pocahontas kind of a thing. I don't know if they show much, but...
Oh.
Yeah, this one was shot pretty good. The Time Cop sex scene we talked about last week. Man. I was, as a kid, I'm like, what the fuck? There are a lot of movies as kids. I'm like, holy shit, how is this real? Like, how is this... You know, they're so fake. But when you look at it, I'm like, yeah, look at that, the tongue... It's just so weird. Another one that's very similar like this. I remember when I was a kid. And if I do this for the 52 pickup, I'm not sure yet. I'll mention it again. But the movie The Specialist with Sharon Stone and Sylvester Stallone. It's an action 90s action movie.
I don't know that one.
We watched it in the theaters, my mom and dad. And I remember explicitly the sex scene they have in the shower. They're standing up in the shower. And it is really super hot. And then I'm like, oh, cool. And then... My mom's trying to cover our eyes because we're in the theater with them.
How old were you?
I was 9. And I watched a lot of shit as a kid. I mean, there was one sex scene in one of the B movie horror movies, the Puppet Master series. Puppet Master 3 had a really interesting sex. 2 and 3 had a good sex scene, to be honest. Mm. And, oh, look, I'm on Pornhub.
A whole bunch of pop-ups.
They start in the bedroom and then go into the shower. And the specialist, I was like, oh my God. My mom is so embarrassed and uncomfortable. I was just like, this is hot. Like, what am I watching? And even now, looking back on it, it's not that sexy. It's not shot that well. I mean, it's shot in the mirror and they turn around and then it's like, oh, it's really steamy. And they're just rubbing against each other.
I love the really cheesy ones where like the steam comes up or whatever.
Yeah. But as a kid, I'm like, oh my God, boobs. Of course, she had a good sex scene, of course, in Basic Instinct. I mean, there was a lot of sexual...
I still have not seen Basic Instinct.
I haven't either, actually.
It's not the best movie in the world, but, you know, it gets the point across. And then around the floor, this massive shower, it doesn't make any sense. Sex scenes are shot so weird because, looking back on it as an adult, you never really see the penetration, and they're just rubbing against each other. Like, you know they're not having sex.
Yeah.
It's gotta be really awkward as an actor, though.
Yeah. I like the sex scenes where at least they show, like, a thrust or something. It makes it look like more realistic. That sounds terrible, I know.
You do.
That sounds bad, I know.
Like the 300 sex scene.
The 300? The movie?
Yeah, 300.
Yeah.
That or sex Shame. Scene was... I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I still have it. Even with 300, like, you see the thrusting.
Yep.
And it's like, oof. Gerard Butler.
Game of Thrones. Butlers.
Butler.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
They have sex scenes in it?
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot.
They have a lot more rape scenes, though, right?
That's gross. I don't know. I watched the show.
Yeah, they have a lot of rape scenes.
Not interested.
And I feel like the only one that I saw that was super viscerally, like, realistic. But again, they don't show too much because it happens in a tent was Brokeback Mountain.
And I don't want to see that.
You haven't seen that one yet?
No.
The sex scene that they show in that one, it actually, like, it's interesting because it's not really sexy the way that they shot it.
Yeah.
No.
But it was realistic.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how it would be like if it happened in a tent.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, and
I like the Scary Movie 3 spoof of it.
Kevin Hart and Anthony.
Yeah, no.
Hey, what you doing? Just grab some nuts. Take out the peanuts.
Yeah. So I think that one comes into mind because it's not like it's not sexy, but then it was so necessary. Yeah.
There's so many sex scenes in that movie though. Heath and Michelle Williams, and then Anne Hathaway and Jake Gyllenhaal in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Oh, Anne Hathaway, I forgot.
Oh yeah, my gosh, she's on my list too. What the fuck am I wrong? What's wrong with me? I don't know. Adding it right now.
I think I used to be more aware of them. I feel like.
Yeah, maybe it's like, not. They kind of blend in the movie now. Yeah. It's not a big deal as an adult.
Yeah. One that I thought was it's a rape scene, but it's not. It was so like it wasn't. It was the reverse one that I was like,
holy. The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yes.
Oh my god.
When she ties him up and is like, you're gonna. She kicks that fucking dildo. I was like, oh my god. Like
that's used effectively in a story. That's a sex
absolutely.
Scene.
Absolutely. That's a sex integral. Scene that was. And a rape scene that was so important. And it wasn't to make her seem strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because she gets raped first. And like normally people use rape as like a cheap device to make women seem like they've gone through a lot. Because. It's true. It's one of the worst things you can do to a woman. But then she was like, the what she did to him, I'm like, are you, wow.
Another rape scene that was really a part of the film is Descent, Rosario Dawson in 2007. Why is she not on my fucking list? What am I doing?
Oh, The Descent.
No, Descent. I thought it was first The Descent. Yeah, it's no, that's the
Descent.
Other movie.
Descent. Which is this a horror movie or no?
No, it's a 2007 low budget drama about this girl gets raped and she gets revenge.
Oh, because I only watched The Descent, which is the horror movie where they go down into the caves.
I think if we're talking about rape scenes, have you guys seen Irreversible?
No.
Nope.
It's from the director of Into the Void. Have you guys seen Into the Void?
Nope.
Okay. It's crazy. This movie, we watched it in my film, violence and film class, and like, oh my god, it's like a one-shot like rape scene. It's just like on the ground and you just like see the whole thing. It's nuts.
Now I'm getting all these girls I want to put on my list of my Amy Adams.
I don't know how you didn't have Amy Adams when you had Isla Fisher.
I don't know. But sex scenes as a kid were more like, oh, I missed this wondrous thing. Now it's just a part of the film.
I don't know if they actually had a sex scene in this movie, but the second Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
They may have. I saw part of it with my...
It had Diego Luna in it, and that was, I think, one of the first ones where I'm
that's right.
Oh, my God. He is fucking sexy. Ugh. And so, whatever they did with that movie, I was, like, all about. And that was one where my parents were like, you can't watch. Because it was such sensual dancing. It's, like, mm-hmm. so much. It's interesting because I watched Dirty Dancing later. And I'm like, this isn't Dirty Dancing compared to what Dirty Dancing Havana Nights does as Dirty Dancing. And it
You mean the same movie, like, we spoke of last week, where they just super, at the end, insert Patrick Swayze, just could tie it in?
No, it was, I don't even think Patrick Swayze was in that
one. He was.
Was he?
He was at the end, he was in the crowd. Right.
But, like, the entire thing was just so, like, it was actually Dirty Dancing. It made me feel like I shouldn't be watching this as a kid.
Wow.
And I was cool. Oh, because it's really, like, I mean, it's very, very sensual dancing.
I know one.
Go for it.
True Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that
True
sex
Lies.
Scene is intense.
Oh, I have to see that movie again. It's been so long.
Now is it on Blu-ray, James Cameron, please.
Oh, I thought you were saying, how is it on Blu-ray? As a joke, as a slight against.
No.
We would be remiss not to mention one of the funniest sex scenes in ever made in MacGruber.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Austin Powers the tent.
They never have sex in the tent. It's all the shadow.
Well, yeah, but you think they do.
No, you don't. You think you're shoving things up his ass. Or pulling things out of his ass. They never have like a sex scene in Austin Powers.
Did they not?
No, never.
I loved what they did though with like when all the clever camera placement where she's like eating the sausage.
Oh, yeah.
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 I know, but MacGruber, which you haven't seen really?
I've seen it and I did not like it.
They make fun of the sex scene, especially the 80s sex scene like Top Gun. And then they cut to Will Forte, like, it's like nonstop, like just thrusting. And she's,
wait, you're talking about the new MacGruber movie?
The only so
Forte,
far.
Yeah.
The only one so far. That's when Fish you made.
Way.
2010. Like,
something I never thought somebody would say, have you seen this movie?
2010.
Yeah.
Huh.
I remember going to see that movie in theaters, and I think this is also just because I hated, like, that kind of humor at the time. And so, like, I just... Like, you know, it just reminded me of Don't Mess with the Zohan. Like, I just...
Ooh, that's not even the same level.
But that's what I thought it was. Oh, like, God. When I watched it, I was like, that's what... For me, that's what it was.
Wow.
But I haven't seen it in recent years, and I love World Forte now, so I probably would like it.
Yeah.
I remember that scene, especially when... Yeah.
It's funny how the backlash or the reaction to sex scenes now is more in TV. When a TV show does sex scenes, it's like... You know, it's been going on in movies for so long. We're so desensitized to it that television is getting... I mean, HBO and Showtime and all that stuff, they get away with it. Like, I haven't watched a lot of Californication, but he has sex all the time. He's a sex addict. Shameless, there's some sex scenes, I think, with William H. Macy. Oh. But pretty much every cable comedy or drama has sex scenes now, sometimes to a comedic effect.
Mm-hmm. Funny sex scenes. Bad Words.
I forgot. Oh, my God. It's like in a janitor's
club. Don't look at me!
Yeah.
Stop looking at me!
Yeah. Oh, and another one too, in Step Brothers.
I haven't seen
Where Catherine Hahn screws John C. Reilly in the bathroom on a stall. He's the first time he ever had sex. He's like, something's happening! Something's happening! It's just really funny. It's a really fucking funny scene.
That's hilarious. And oh, another romantic one. Notebook.
Never watched it.
I've seen it. I do not remember.
Is that a guilty omission? I've never watched Notebook.
Well, it's a sappy love story. That was actually the first time I liked Ryan Gosling.
So, I think we should end on a fun topic. We've had our crushes. We've done the nasty. And now let's talk about films that have been celebrated in porn parody name.
Oh my God, what?
So, I love puns. I've always loved puns. They're not the best jokes, but they're cheesy, and I love fucking puns so much. So porn parodies, they dabble in some great puns.
They definitely do.
So George Bailey, Eat Your Heart Out. The It's a Wonderful Life parody is called Tits a Wonderful Life, of course. Give me some of your favorite ones.
The Hills Have Thighs, Cleavage Field.
American Booty.
Bat Dude and Throbbin, the Sexcapators.
Oh, interesting. That's a good one. Ace Ventura, Crack Detective.
Oh, jeez.
A Clockwork Orgy.
Oh, nice. The Da Vinci Load. Evil Head. That's pretty easy. Dawson's Crack.
That's hilarious.
This guy bent over.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls.
Oh, Jesus.
In 3D.
Forrest Hump.
I saw Forrest Hump.
Edward Penis Hands.
Knight of the Giving Head.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my Drill Bill.
Oh, that's funny. I love this one. Honey, I Blew Everybody.
Oh, jeez. the Texas Vibrator Massacre.
Sex Busters. Game of Bones, Winter is Coming.
That doesn't even need a porn parody.
This is ironically contains 20% less nudity than its source material.
Uh-huh.
Goodwill Humping. Horat.
The XX Exorcist.
This is a shitty one.
I'm looking at HBO one.
In Reardon's Day. That's a fucking terrible. That's bad. Get out of here.
The Porn Identity. Jurassic Pork.
Inspect Her Gadget.
I heard that one.
Oh, jeez.
Wiggly Boned.
Did you say The Whores Have Eyes?
Raiders of the Lost Arse. It's all gay porn. Missionary Impossible. Star Whores Return of the Jizz.
Pulp Friction.
Napornian Dynamite. That's a shitty one. The funny thing is, I recently saw, based on Volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy we talked about last week, there were some funny sex toys called the Orgasms of the Galaxy. And I'm not going to link to this in the show notes. They have, like, Groot butt plugs and Groot dildo. I have a Rocket Raccoon butt plug, which has a little raccoon tail at the end of it. When you put it in your butthole, there's a little raccoon tail coming out of you.
Oh, my so God.
Gamora and Nebula pocket vaginas. A dildo and a couple vibrators. There's a Yondu vibrator. It's like a round, like his head, I guess. And he has a little red button for his... this is a Star-Lord vibrator. It's like, what the fuck? They're called Orgasms of the Galaxy. Geeky sex toys.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. So if you want Gamora or Drax to be your partner, go for it. So listeners, email us or tweet at us your favorite porn parodies. I think that this is one of the funnest things ever. I could just talk about these all day. They're so terribly cheesy. Some of them are really clever. Some are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's porn parodies. We had a good laugh after sex. The best sex is always a good laugh after.
Is that true?
No, I mean, like, when you're really close to somebody, you can have, you're like laughing during it, and you're still involved. A good relationship, anyway. What's my fucking 52 pickup? Oh, no! So, for this week's 52 pickup, I watched the 1996 Disaster Biodome. It is way worse than I ever thought it would be. I knew it was dumb and stupid, but I enjoyed myself as a kid watching it. Well, looking back on it, oh my God in heaven help me. It was so terrible. I could not believe I even remotely enjoyed this film. It is just god-awful. If you want to watch it to see how bad it is, you should, because it is way worse than anything else Pauly Shore had ever done. And it sadly is the best thing that Stephen Baldwin ever did. I guess except make his daughter Haley. But that's another point altogether. Yeah, Biodome, man. Fuck. Just garbage. I don't want to go into it. William Atherton is... and many of the people, Henry Gibson, Kylie Minogue, they're all sullied by this film. Their career is tainted because of this film. So that's saying a lot. And the best part of this film is Taylor Negron, who stole the show in what little scenes he had. There's a cool little cameo from Tenacious D. They're playing a little performance at this hippie earth gathering event where they just play frisbee and all hacky sack all day. Joey Lauren Adams is great. Teresa Hill from Puppet Master 4 and 5, which I discussed last year in my 52 pickup. At least Kylie Minogue and a couple of others have said they do not wish they ever did this movie. Alec Baldwin told Steven if he takes this movie, he's going to ruin his career. Sure enough, he did. Alec was always the smarter Baldwin. Rose McGowan, by the way, has a really small like friend scene. She's a friend that comes up to Joy Lord and Adams and Teresa Hill one time. And it's the only time you see her. It's a really small role, but it eventually led to other films like Jawbreakers and stuff like that. So good for her. That's all I got. That's my 52 pickup this week. Fun. Check my blog out to actually read the thing. And let's close this show up, I think.
So my communal movie for next time is Before Sunrise.
Oh, I've never seen any of these. It's the first one.
Yeah, it's the first one, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't seen any
of them either. Yeah, so Richard Linklater,
Julie Delpy.
Yeah. And Ethan Hawke. So yeah, we'll watch that for next time.
Are you going to make us watch all three of them over the course of...
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see if you guys like the first one.
I've always wanted to see them. Just never did. So that was in 95. The second one was in 2002 or something like that. Something and the like third that. One was in 2012 or 13. Mm-hmm. So it's like a gap, a long gap. But it's written into the story, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, that's the episode 58, the sexual episode. I don't think Before Sunrise fits, but that's okay. Well, it's about a love story. Touch and go love story. So, in the meantime, follow us on Facebook. We are Not Quite Hollywood. Twitter, NQH Pod. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Very important. Give us some reviews to bump us up there in the list.
Jamie here with a little insert. Again, we have received a single email for this giveaway. So we're not going to do it anymore. I mean, We offered $5 at one point to have somebody email us. We've offered free giveaways. We're going to keep trying with other stuff, but this giveaway is officially over. So we need you guys to email, interact, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, all of this stuff is a viable option to communicate with us. If you listen, give us a shout out on any of those platforms. Let us know you listen. We'd love to hear you. Seriously, please. Anyone.
If you want to listen to more episodes than what iTunes allows, we have the entire backlog on guyinawire.com. That's where I post this, a 52 pickup we mentioned earlier. My cancer story I'm working on, it's a real based on my life story. And then, of course, guyinawire.com is where I am for Twitter as well as Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram at me and my blazer and read my reviews at Doggone Movie Reviews.
And you can find me on Instagram at Tim Jim Lim Artist, and you can find me on YouTube. Just search Tim Jim Lim, and you'll find me with a slapper. Slate. That's what I meant.
And if you missed out on the winning La La Land digital copy. You can still always email us if you have longer form questions or if you wanted to suggest a topic or a movie for us to discuss. That is, of course, our email, notquitepod@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Jamie.
I'm Tim.
I'm Alex.
And this is Not Quite Hollywood.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.